Conditional use number 2198, Jeffrey Meyer.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for indoor and outdoor retail sales to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke, 100 Sussex County, containing 0.8474 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northwest corner of Seashore Highway and Oak Road. The 911 address is 10595 and 10609 Seashore Highway, Bridgeville. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 22, Parcel 10.01. Staff would submit for the record a site plan, a staff analysis, and we did receive some agency comments. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
That's
not a good sign.
No, it's not. That facility has been there for as long as I've.
Yeah, no, I know that.
40, I mean, there. I've been living out there for 40 years. It's the closest store. It was 4 miles from my house. Otherwise, we had to go to Seaford to go grocery shopping. What's the problem? How come
they've changed uses, and
he's had that stand. Are we talking about Jeff's stand out in that he sets up every Saturday? He's been doing that for at least 30 years, because we would buy our carriages.
My understanding is they've been doing it for a number of years, but it is not non-conforming.
When is it grandfathered? How old?
It would have to have existed prior to 1969, when interim zoning went into effect, and zoning went into effect in 1970. We have reached out to the owner. They have not been doing it that long.
4 years is good, but really need to be 50.
Well, closer to.
I can only account for 40. That was when I was 10.
So, and my understanding is they've expanded and done a few different things than what was originally there, which.
So this would get it all under one.
Correct. Approval. It would get everything under one approval.
I didn't think I saw him out here. I should have.
Do you want to go represent
him? I would like to.
By the way, yeah, this is all sort of moot, because until we have an applicant, we don't have a record. So he's not here to create a record. We simply don't know. What we can do is we will refer back to this one more time at the end of our agenda, just in case he
too late
happened to show up. But
what's he have to do? Refile?
Well, it could be
if there's a reason he was not available to attend, he could submit a request for a rehearing.
Yeah, he can request a
I almost got up. I almost called and make sure he remembered to come.
A hardship.
But otherwise, if there's
no hardship, he just didn't bother to show up, then it's a year, right?
Correct.
You have to wait a year.
And what happens in between?
Well, in Sussex County, what happens?
Okay.
It will work with the owner to come to a resolution.
Makes me feel better.
Is this one where it's a violation? Or?
Correct.
I mean, he provides a heck of a service to the community, I'm telling you.
Well, I think it's something that can be remedied easily enough. I'm sorry he's not here. I'm sure it was just some confusion, or let's certainly hope that that's all it was. We certainly hope it's not a family emergency or that he's in peril of some kind. So we'll until we know for sure, let's keep him in our prayers, and we'll move on. We're going to close the public hearing for lack of a record and lack of an applicant. We're going to close the public hearing for now. We will refer back to this later at the end of our agenda, but we're just about there. That completes our public hearings for the evening. Our items of other business, the first one is subdivision 2019-3, lands of Betty Stats. This is a final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of two single family lots and a residual parcel located on the south side of Godwin School Road. That's Sussex County Route 410. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Commission at its meeting of April 25th of this year. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is 133. Map 16, parcel 77.01. The zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
That's you.
Oh, that's the trustee Atkins. Oh, thank you. Sorry. Here we go.
No, this is stats. Under other business. Would you like to approve the final subdivision plan?
Yes. Yeah, lands of Betty.
So it would be to move the final subdivision plan?
I'm back.
I know. I understand that you, the...
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2019-3, lands of Betty Satz, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan. Did you say that you do have it, or are you waiting?
We have agency approvals, and this is final, so yeah.
A second.
Moving seconded to approve subdivision 2019-3, lands of Betty Satz, final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan number 17-31, Weston Willows, formerly known as Bessie Apartment Complex, final site plan and landscape plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of 287 apartments within 12 buildings, including recreational amenities and site improvements to be located off of Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9, on 26.96 acres. The preliminary site plan was approved by the Commission at its meeting of June 22nd of 2017. The final site plan complies with the County Zoning Code. The tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 33.00. The zoning is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the final site plan and landscape plan for S-17-31, Weston Willows, Willows, formerly known as Fesci Apartment Complex.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the site plan S-17-31 Weston Willows, formerly known as Bessie Apartment Complex, final site plan, the landscape plan is final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan number 19-45, Big Oyster Brewery, revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for an addition to an existing building and an addition to an existing patio with adequate parking. A second phase is proposed to add an additional 6,600 square foot of storage building, at which time the parking configuration will be finalized and interconnectivity to the neighboring parcel provided to the south. The revised site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel ID is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 39. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial, and C3, Heavy Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. So,
I have a question on this one.
Yes. Okay.
Since they have the road going to the back on shared with another, do we have an agreement on that, or
I believe they are working on that because the property to the back has not been through a review or approval by anyone, and I think they are waiting on that, but they're anticipating to connect to the back,
right? So
if that is approved.
Okay, so the approval, the final approval will include the agreement that it's going to be, that the road back there will
if
be
you
on
so move
somebody else's property. Okay, that's
right, because I believe through the back, or yeah, through the back, I think there's an anticipation to provide a road,
yes,
or a connection.
Yes,
it's
but,
just
yes, it's, right,
it's pending approval of that application that has not been before the commission yet.
There's no road that exists yet at this point because it's not been approved.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't want to say, you know, here's my plan.
Right.
Say, okay, well, the county said I could put a road on your property, so.
Right, we can't make them put anything on a neighboring property, but I think they are going to build to the property line, and the intent is the neighbor to build to their property line, so it will meet.
Okay, so, but that's an agreement that will be in place. Is that something we care about? That they have an agreement. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand. You can put, because I think the issue is going to be they're going to be under construction.
Wait.
Potentially before the other application is heard before this commission.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Okay, so the other
will not be heard until next year.
But I mean, there's already a house in business and everything on that property right next door to Big Oyster. I'm talking about
which property are you talking about?
Because there will be one to the north.
All right, I'm talking about.
I think we thought you were talking about the Mitchell farm behind it.
I am not talking about the
okay.
Mitchell farm.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the Mitchell farm behind
about,
it. You're talking about
I
the Leighton builders.
Right now, the way the site plan is, it says that there is will be a shared use.
Yes. No, we can require that as part of the approval. I apologize. I thought you were talking about the farm to the back.
I thought we were talking past.
She's like, there's a house there. What's it?
Like, no, we will ask that prior to final approval.
Okay. So that will be one of the conditions. Then I make
So you would like to approve the revised site plan with final, subject to staff, pending the receipt of the cross-access agreement for the property for the property shown on the preliminary site plan?
I'm in the wrong place. Just a second.
This is it? No?
Oh, yeah. We're for property S19-45 Big Oyster Brewery with all the stuff that you just said. I make a motion for an approval of the revised site plan pending all the information that we are going to be gathering.
The shared.
With approval of the shared.
Shared agreement.
The cross-access agreement for the shared use for the entrance.
Yes.
With the property to the south.
Yes.
I second it.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan S19-45 Big Oyster Brewery, revised site plan subject to the conditions stated in the motion.
Second.
All those. Oh. All those in favor, say aye.
I'm sorry.
It has been a long day. Our next item is subdivision 2016-1 Middle Creek Preserve Subdivision Preliminary and Amenities Plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the construction of a clubhouse, swimming pool, and other site improvements. The clubhouse is set back a total of 17 feet from the front property line. The Commission may determine the setback as per section 115-20A, subsection 10 of the County Subdivision Code. The preliminary amenities plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval for the subdivision. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 51. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and therefore the plan is eligible for consideration as a final amenities plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to case 2016-1 Middle Creek Preserve Subdivision, I move for approval of the preliminary site and amenities plan with final plan approval subject to staff receipt of all agency approvals.
They've been received.
But it's fine because we can.
We could have. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Done. Yeah.
Second, it's fine.
Thank you.
The moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2016-1 Middle Creek Preserve Subdivision Preliminary and Amenities Plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the approvals, which I understand they already have. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. One item of additional business before we refer back to our public hearing is a consideration of request for rehearing for application CU-2192, Thomas and Judy Muncy. This is the Napoleon Hernandez application. And this, Mr. Hopkins, speaks to the very issue that you were concerned about with Mr. Meyer.
I will say, though, that there's another element to this one, because if you don't show up, unless you have a reason, you've got to wait the year. That's what the code says. It provides, and it's a fairly recent amendment, it was 2015 to the code, which enabled you to petition for reconsideration or do-over, basically. But you have to submit facts sufficient to demonstrate the failure to appear was beyond the applicant's control. That's one thing. But the request has to be submitted within 15 days. And that's important, because when you have time frames like that, it becomes jurisdictional. If you're outside the 15 days, your ability to request reconsideration has lapsed. In this case, it looks like from the email, it was November 1st, and it relates back to the meeting you missed, because apparently they showed up at council, they didn't show
correct.
Up at the planning and zoning. According to their email, the planning and zoning hearing was the September 26, 2019 hearing. The email was sent on November 1st of this year, which was long after the 15 days. I don't think you can consider it, because it's outside of that 15-day window.
Okay, I was not thinking of that when you and I were talking about it earlier. That's correct. I agree with that. And however, I do think that if somebody misses their planning and zoning hearing, why do we even let them go to county council?
Yeah, and it even actually says here.
It's already been advertised.
Yeah, I get all that, and I'm not suggesting that the office should have done something, because I'm sure there's nothing in our ordinance that says anything about it. So,
yeah.
If we had an ordinance, ordinance was more clear.
That there's a default.
That if they don't show up for hours, they don't get their counseling.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, because here's what's going to happen. They've had a hearing in front of county council. I mean,
but it says in the ordinance, it actually says, however, the county council shall not act upon any matter in which the applicant failed to appear before the Planning and Zoning Commission. So it actually states that in the
code. Somebody just missed the boat there.
Yeah. So they can't act on it anyway.
Yeah, no, they, at the public hearing for county council, they said, we want to know if planning, what planning and commission is going to do if they submitted a reconsideration.
At that point, though, I
believe it was mute, but yeah. That
well,
is what.
I think if that's what they said, then what needs to be reported back to them is that planning and zoning does not have the, no longer has the ability to grant because it wasn't made within the time frame. It isn't a matter of us approving or denying. It's a matter of the guy didn't do it in 15 days. We can't help him if we wanted to,
yeah.
You know, which I would normally want to because he probably had some kind of hardship. But I think we just go back and say, well, we can't do anything with it. It's up to you guys. You know,
do you that in a motion or what?
I think you just said the motion would be that you did deny the request for consideration because it was not timely filed.
So moved.
Second.
The move is seconded to deny the request because it was not timely filed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay. That'll be interesting to see how that turns out because no, they can't because if the ordinance says they can't make a decision.
But the code says.
Yeah. That probably needs to be pointed out to them.
Yeah.
I will take care of that.
Always the bearer of good news. Yeah.
We've expanded the time
right.
Between planning and zoning and county council so that 15 days would have probably run. You know, I don't know
why council
was not picked
well,
up.
Well, it's confusing, and I'm sure that the applicant had no idea that there was a time clock running. It's just, you know, the way it works out sometimes. Okay, referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing, subdivision 2008 Azalea Woods, we've already acted on. Our next public hearing was 2019-21, Nancy L. Marshall, Gideon Sis III, and David Barty.
Mr. Chair, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-21 for Nancy L. Marshall, Gideon Sis III, and David Barte, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 4 lots on 10.855 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, given the small size of the subdivision, a waiver from the street design and buffer requirements is appropriate. Seven, the preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 4 lots within the subdivision. Any further subdivision shall require another public hearing. B, there shall be a recorded easement for the ingress and egress area setting forth the maintenance obligations for that easement area among lot owners served by it. C, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-21, Nancy L. Marshall, Gideon Sis III, and David Barty, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2019-22, Elmer T. Adkins, Senior Trustee.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-22 for Elmer T. Adkins, Senior Trustee, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 2 lots on 9 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, given the small size of the subdivision, a waiver from the street design and buffer requirements is appropriate. Seven, the preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. Any further subdivision shall require another public hearing. B, there shall be a there should be a recorded easement for the ingress and egress area, setting forth the maintenance obligations for that easement area among the lot owners served by it. C, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County. That's my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-22, Elmer T. Adkins Senior Trustee, for the reasons with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2019-23, John J. Hampstead.
Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-23 for John J. Hampstead based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned GR, general residential. The proposed subdivision density of four lots on 9.48 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density in the GR zone. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely
affect. Excuse me, Mr. Hopkins. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please try to keep it down. If you need must have conversation, please take it in the hallway.
The proposed subdivision will be consistent with, I'm on number three. The proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, given the small size of this subdivision, a waiver from the street design and buffer requirements is appropriate. Seven, a preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than four lots within the subdivision. Any further subdivision shall require another public hearing. B, there shall be a recorded easement for the ingress and egress area, setting forth the maintenance obligations for that easement area among the lot owners served by it. C, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
The move is seconded to recommend approval of subdivision 2019-23, John J. Hampstead, for the reasons with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. We have one public hearing left that we did agree to reopen at the end of the meeting. This would be conditional use number 2198, Jeffrey Meyer. Anyone here representing this application? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. And ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything they would like to add for the good of the order?
Realty Thanksgiving. I have a real quick question
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, I think let's go back to that one. I think we should make a motion to deny for failure to make a record.
Oh, should we? Yeah. Oh, that's right. I guess that's right. I'm sorry. We'll entertain a motion on conditional use number 2198, Mr. Hopkins.
To deny based on the lack of record and applicant at the public hearing?
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2198, Jeffrey Meyer, I move to deny based on
failure
to appear.
Yeah.
A second.
Moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2198, Jeffrey Meyer, for failure of the applicant to appear on his behalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our agenda. Yes, ma'am.
You have a question. Yeah, for you, just because you have more experience than I. General question about developments when you've been told that a road's going to fail. Has this come up before and you've had a chance to think about that?
Oddly enough, it used to come up a lot years ago. There was a gentleman who used to come very often to our meetings, and he used the term heifer we had roads that were F and we're going to make them F-er. And it used to happen quite a bit, quite often. The attitude over the years, I think, has changed and gotten better, because there was a time when we would say, well, you know, we really don't deal with roads. We can't, you know, they're not us. That's spelled out. And we would just make our zoning decision almost, I won't say in a vacuum, but just without benefit of that consideration. Things are changing. Have changed over the years. And I think there's a consideration that the rub is, though, if we're going to do that, then you won't have any development anywhere, because there's always...
That's what I'm trying to figure out, how it's been, if there's any precedent on how it's been handled, how...
Unfortunately, I don't think there's a much precedent, but Ms. Cornwell, in your experience in either here or other jurisdictions...
There have been approvals to where roads may add a D or an E, and in some cases an F, and approvals do occur. They still have to do road improvements, but the intent is the roads don't end up becoming worse.
They're not F or...
Right, so it might stay an E. If it's an E, it stays an E, because the intent is to not make it like a D to go to an E. But we do recognize that at some point, and I, you know, that some things could take a turn.
One other thing I would add, sort of along the same lines, indirectly along the same lines, is at council on Tuesday, DelDOT came and did a presentation on TIDs and all the stuff with that. But what was interesting in that, and you can probably send the commission a PowerPoint.
Yes.
They had one slide on there, which is the first time I've ever seen what the level, depicting the levels of service. It was the same intersection as a photograph. And it showed A, B, C, D, E, and F, and the number of cars that were queued based on each one of those. You know, because you hear those letters, and it's sort of, there's no context to it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's like a school grade, you know, like, right, why do we want to just be C? But when you see, and it doesn't have anything to do with grading, it just has to do with these different levels. And when you see what an A means, you know, which is like no cars, and you see what a C means, which is frankly not that bad, or even a D or an F, it gives you a visual depiction of what you're dealing with at an intersection. And frankly, I thought that was really helpful, because I'd never seen that before.
It's a great analogy, because that's what everybody thinks of when they hear this A, B, C, D, E, F. They think about school grades. And the reality is, D is not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not too bad. And that's, I think, what they try to do, is they try to get everybody to at least a D.
Yeah. That's what the TID does. It's at the end of the day, it's all going to be at a D, and it's,
and,
you know.
And that's,
yeah, I had to work on Tuesday. I wanted to come to that. But
yeah. We'll get you the PowerPoint on it.
I think it's actually on the website, because I've been working on the website, and I thought I'd put it there.
Or maybe just send out the link or something, or I can tomorrow.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
I asked a question about the affordable housing. I know that's really doesn't fall under the window of our application, but I feel like the app, and so we all favor affordable housing, and they throw that in there to sweeten the pot. And I think that we have the right to ask them a question or two about it.
Well, I think we do too, and I think you have the right to ask pretty much any question you want, as long as you're pertinent to that application. So don't feel that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I that's why I pointed out that, like it or not, we've the ordinance has more or less appropriated that language. It has a meaning.
Right.
You know, within our ordinance, and I really would wish they wouldn't say that, because it does confuse the issue. I mean,
it triggers me until
right.
You're presenting this to us as an affordable project. Well, tell me more about it.
I will say this, and I apologize if it came across wrong, Mr.
No,
Mears.
No, you didn't.
Is though what the commission's got to look at is, does it meet the requirements of the code? You know, because
right.
we
right.
can't, we can't. You couldn't decide
right.
one way or the other based on price points, whether it's $1 jillion or
$100,000. I totally agree. But when they bring it up, I want to talk about it.
Oh yeah, but, no, I think you should.
It's
right
fair
to do
game
that.
If they bring it up, if they bring it up, it's fair game.
Yeah.
It wouldn't. You know, if they're
I thought that's what they were suggesting also. That's why I asked the question about DART.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
just general comment.
Because the issue of affordability outside of those designations in our ordinance really is not, that's not an issue for us.
No, we live in a capitalist society, so it's, you know, whether it's, you know, like whether this house is the one that's...
And also the whole discussion about who's going to buy them.
Right.
Okay? Let me tell you who's going to buy them. People that have the money. That's who's going to buy them.
Right.
It won't matter whether they're 65 years old or 25 years old, or they've got 10 kids or no kids or anything. If they can afford to buy it, they'll buy it.
But didn't they mention the section 8?
I'm sorry, ma'am, we're
not in a debate, right?
And one thing too, I want to clear up.
But if you'll wait a minute, you'll get a chance, because we're going to adjourn this meeting, and then...
Yeah, because I have another question.
Okay, what's the same?
We're not going to take evidence about anything that was in a public hearing today, and I just want to, for the record, in case anybody listens to this or on the minutes, the conversation we're having is a general one, not related to...
Specific thing, just a perceivable question for the future.
Yeah. All right, anything else for the good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevailing, and let's see who the big...